Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
Yesterday, it was Westchester, Rockland, and the Mid-Hudson region. Today, Nassau and Suffolk counties are reopening for business on a limited basis. WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live from Great Neck, Nassau County, with that story. Sean?
Well, they can till the soil, they can rev up those fishing boats, start building things again, and start moving merchandise to the curb for pickup. Phase one reopening for Long Island. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone is excited.
That is a milestone, and that is a very important one and a very important step forward for all of us.
Governor Cuomo reminds folks in Nassau and Suffolk, if you want to see further loosening of restrictions, we have to stay the course. We have to take precautions. We have to keep coronavirus in check, and that means testing. That means contact tracing. And if we get the disease popping up anywhere, it means isolation.
Each region has a regional control group. I've spoken to many of the county executives across the state who are key on these regional control groups. And I said to the county executives, watch the numbers. When you see a cluster of cases, jump on it.
This is going to help get many folks back to work, many small businesses out here on the island. But the last major piece of the puzzle is New York City, getting people back to work there. We'll see what happens there in the weeks to come. Live in Great Neck, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Cuomo heads to Washington today for an Oval Office meeting with the president, and they will not just be talking about the coronavirus. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live with that story. Morning, Marla.
Good morning, Steve. That was the topic of discussion the last time Governor Cuomo met with President Trump. This time, the governor comes with a list of infrastructure projects he'd like to see funded.
So many of the things that we need to do, you don't need to be a government expert or an engineer to figure out. It's common sense.
The coronavirus shutdown has led to a multi-billion dollar revenue shortfall in New York. Cuomo sees major building projects as a path toward restarting the economy.
If there's ever a time to actually take on this overdue need of major infrastructure construction, now is the time.
Among the major projects Cuomo needs federal funding for, an extension of the 2nd Avenue subway, a new rail tunnel under the Hudson, a train link to LaGuardia Airport, and the continued rebuild of Penn Station. Steve?
The full-scale rollout of Connecticut's coronavirus testing and tracing program is running behind schedule. It was due to be up and running by May 18th. Now state officials say they hope to be operating at full capacity by June 1st. The Connecticut Post says this comes following a week in which the number of positive COVID-19 cases in the state climbed by more than 3,500, adding an average of more than 500 each day. New Yorkers say they are more concerned about spreading COVID-19 by opening too soon than they are about prolonging the economic slump by staying shut down. That is from a new Siena College poll out today. 65% say opening too soon is the biggest danger. 32% say keeping the economy closed is their biggest concern. Governor Cuomo's overall approval rating is now 66%. That's down from last month's record high of 77%. But by a margin of 48 to 44%, New Yorkers are giving the governor a thumbs down for his handling of nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Craig Allen, live in the Weather Center. Craig?
We have low clouds, fog. It is covering much of New Jersey, Long Island, as well as Connecticut. But the sun is shining in northwest Jersey and in the mid-Hudson Valley from about 84 on north. And we will get to see some of that sun as the low clouds and fog burn away later this morning and into the afternoon. 74 to 78, but 60s across the shoreline. And then tonight, mostly cloudy with lows close to 60 degrees. Tomorrow, it's the same thing. Once again, a damp start, a foggy start, and then a chance of a shower. That's about the only difference tomorrow. We've added a chance of a shower for late day or Thursday night and a high between 70 and 75. Right now in the city, it's 62. Humidity up at 90%, and today's high well up into the 70s.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.